Welcome into You're the Cure right here on AM 580, of course, with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, Veritas Medical, check out the website, veritasmedical.com. You can catch up on past programs there at the website. And, of course, we're located there at 1802 East 50th Street, right here in Lubbock. And, of course, Dr. Edwards, good to see you today. How are things going in your neck of the woods?
Good, Wade. Having a good Monday morning.
Did you have a good Mother's Day?
Yes, we sure did. We treated Mama to, well, one breakfast in bed. She got out of bed too early, but breakfast on the front porch.
Hey, that's nice.
It was her 14th year of being a mama, unless you count the year she was pregnant, so maybe you should.
Yeah,
15 Mother's Days with 6 kiddos, so that makes for a pretty
Wow.
Pretty big and good Mother's Day.
She needs a whole week of Mother's Day, I think.
How was yours?
It was good.
Good.
It was a good day.
Awesome.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have a special guest today on the program. Would you like to do the introductions, Dr. Edwards?
Yes, and then I will let him also just introduce himself. James Maskell is with us today from the Functional Forum is where I know James from, which is basically the world's largest integrative medicine forum conference. James is not a physician, but he has a passion for functional medicine and pushing the functional medicine agenda forward, opening people's eyes, both the public and healthcare practitioners, both opening their eyes to this better way of doing medicine, a different way of doing medicine, and trying to address root causes like we talk about all the time on this show and like we address at my clinic. So James is just passionate about all these things, and I've known James for a couple years. He interviewed me on his podcast one time, but recently he embarked on a new endeavor of establishing a health share entity. We've talked about these various Christian-based health share ministries in the past, kind of an alternative to that high-dollar, inefficient, ineffective health insurance that we've all been under our whole life that really pays for sick care, and it pays for this model that produces the worst results in the world of all the industrialized countries anyways. We get the worst health outcomes. And so, but that's what your insurance will pay for, the worst health outcomes. So we've kind of beat that horse to death. I think the fact that we have the highest chronic disease burden in our adult population, we have the highest chronic disease burden in our children, 50% of kids with chronic disease now. We have the worst life expectancy of the industrialized world. We have the highest infant mortality rate. I mean, just any way you look at this, we really come in dead last in health outcomes, but we come in first in the number of dollars spent, number of prescriptions dispensed, number of doctor visits that we go to. So something's obviously amiss. But anyways, James, thank you. I know you got up early out there in California to join us, so thanks and welcome to the show.
Great to be with you here. Thanks, Dr. Edwards. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I really would, I think our listeners would enjoy you just kind of telling your story. Since you're not a physician, we interview lots of healthcare practitioners on the show, and you have a kind of a different role in this functional medicine realm, but kind of share with the listeners briefly your story of, you know, what you were doing and how you got into what you're doing now.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, as your listeners can probably tell from my accent, I was born in Loveland, Colorado, which probably seems unlikely if you hear me talking, but I was. I was born in a little town in Colorado, and I was brought up in the UK. And, you know, the UK is a very different place when it comes to healthcare. They have a unified healthcare system, which has some significant advantages. And, you know, everyone's covered. But it also has some very significant problems similar to the U.S. And that is that right now, they're running out of money. And the truth is, no one in the world, no industrialized country, knows how to deal with the new types of diseases that, you know, that we're seeing. My father actually lives in South Africa, of all places. And 10 years ago, the number one diagnosis in South Africa is TB, which is a, you know, it's a disease that doesn't even really exist in America. But now, come today, it's type 2 diabetes. So, you know, all the way around the world, there's a problem with chronic disease. Now, I was born in England. I see, you know, saw some of the same problems. 13 years ago, I moved to America to try and see, you know, what could we do about this? What is a sustainable, long-term solution to getting these disease categories under control? And, you know, so I've had a number of different jobs. I worked in a clinic similar to yours where I first saw with my own eyes people reversing these kinds of diseases. And I thought that, you know, 10 years ago, most people weren't even aware that that was possible. Right? I had a couple of other jobs where I was serving doctors like yourself, doing this type of medicine and helping them run a more successful practice, do it more efficiently, you know, work out how to build a clinical team. And then, you know, as we came across each other a few years ago, I started this show called The Functional Forum, mainly to popularize this type of medicine amongst doctors, make it easier for them to find out about it and easier for them to practice it. And so that's been sort of the journey for the last, you know, 5 years, is building all over the country this network of doctors that can reverse chronic disease in patients, the majority of the lifestyle-driven chronic diseases. So type 2 diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune diseases, those kind of things. It's been a great journey thus far. So it's taken me from Georgia, where I moved initially, and I married a Georgian who celebrated her Mother's Day yesterday for my daughter. And I lived in New York for a long time. That's where we started the Functional Forum. And now I live in California. So that's the quick overview.
Okay. And how many years of the Functional Forum have you been going?
About 5 years. 5 years we've been building the community. And, you know, we said at the beginning, Doc, that, you know, most people, unless they listen to your show, are unaware that there's a different type of medicine that's designed around getting people off drugs and to complete health. You know, that's not the plan for the majority of the medical system. The plan is to, you know, find a regimen of drugs that will keep your symptoms under control. But it turns out that's not a very good plan for you, the patient, or a very good plan for the cost of medicine. And as we've seen in the last 5 years particularly, you know, the cost of being in the medical system has skyrocketed. And so, you know, I've been looking for solutions to chronic disease and how it's created. I think the healthcare part of it, as far as what kind of care should be delivered, we have a lot of answers on that, and you're a perfect example in Lubbock, Texas, of delivering that kind of care. But I also think a lot about incentives and, you know, how we can incentivize everyone to be healthy, and more than anything, Doc, incentivize people to help each other. You know, that's one of the things that's been missing from the medical system or the social health system, is that, you know, the most effective way of creating health in a community is through community initiatives and people supporting each other, but that's never been incentivized. And that's what sort of brought me back to the idea of this health sharing structure.
Okay. Well, and I'd like to just reiterate or emphasize what you've just said. I give this analogy all the time. One time my wife had a slow leak on her tire on her Suburban. And it was so slow that she could manage for a few days until it got flat enough we had to fill it back up with air. And so about every 5 days, I'd take it to the filling station, fill it with air. And she'd be good to go for a few days, but slowly that air would leak out. And I'd take it back again on the fifth day and fill it up again. And I did this every 5 days for over a month. Kind of became a pain for me, but, you know, she got to get her stuff done, get the kids where they need to go and do her things, and it was no problem. I thought, you know, it was a quick fix, simple, quick answer, kind of that Band-Aid answer. However, obviously the more perfect answer would have been, you know, just fix the hole the first day and be done with it. It takes a little more time, a little more effort, maybe a little more money up front. And the other thing I didn't realize in this 6 weeks of me having to fill her tire up every 5 days is the unintended consequences. The life of that tire, when you're driving around on a leaking tire that's getting a little less air every day, that's more wear and tear on that tire. It puts an extra strain on your alignment and kind of messes up the alignment. It puts probably, I'm not a mechanic, but probably more wear and tear on the shocks and struts. And the other three tires probably get some, have some negative effect. I increased her risk for a blowout and a rollover and injury and death and, you know, all these things, the unintended consequences of doing the quick fix. But it was pretty cheap. It only cost a quarter at the gas station to get the air. And so I just, it was convenient and quick and easy. And that's the exact same thing that we do, unfortunately, with our disease management. We throw a quick, cheap, generic medicine like metformin at your diabetes, and we keep the blood sugar number down temporarily. But over time, there's all these unintended consequences of that because you're not addressing the root cause, which is insulin resistance. We've talked about that many times. Dr. Fung's been on the show. And the point I'm trying to make is the quick, easy fix that your copay covers, you know, it's pretty cheap for you. And it's what everyone's trained to do. It's what you do, but you're not thinking about the long-term consequences. And when you don't know, there's even an option to fix the hole in the tire. If all you knew was that you had to fill it up every 5 days with air, obviously that's what you're going to do. So that's where our clinic and James with Functional Form is there to do, is to show, to tell everyone there is this other option to fix it. But the unintended consequences, that's what we're highlighting. The cost in particular, if you're going to manage diabetes, your costs are going to be astronomical. And now we're at a point in our society where we have so many sick people. Insurance only works when you have more healthy people than sick people. Everyone's paying in, and you only have a few sick people that's got to, you know, got to pull money out. And now we've tipped. We have more sick people than well people, so everyone's paying in, but more people are pulling out, needing money, needing stuff done, needing medical procedures and prescription drugs and doctor visits and all these things. So we've reached this tipping point where we just can't afford it anymore. We have too many sick people. And so now we're starting to see the shift. Deductibles are going up. Copays are going up. Certain things aren't covered anymore. You know, you only get 3 physical therapy appointments instead of the 10 that you needed or whatever. So we're seeing that now. So James, I'd like your input on, are you seeing the kind of the beneficial effect from our standpoint of the insurance model starting to crumble in as much as it's starting to put more of a burden on patients with the higher deductibles and copays, and businesses just can't afford these Cadillac insurance plans we've always had and been used to. Do you see that across the country, or do you see that kind of forcing people to look for different options?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, all of the press coverage will talk about coverage, you know, how many people are being covered. But the real problem for most Americans, in my experience, all across the country, is costs, is how much everything's going up. And, you know, there's many factors to it, but, you know, one significant factor is that what we're paying for today is not insurance. You know, in car insurance or house insurance, we all have a very clear idea of what insurance is for, right? It's for protecting you in case of an emergency. Healthcare is not that. Healthcare is a prepaid health plan. When you buy your plan, you're buying a certain number of visits, a certain number of expected drugs, a certain number of expected procedures. That's, you know, that's what you're prepaying for, essentially, with commercial insurance. And so, you know, we saw that, you know, now this doctor network of doctors that is actually capable of helping their patients, you know, fix the tire once and for all, and that was a very cost-effective solution in the medium term. If you can get someone off drugs, that is a real skill. There's not many doctors that are trained in getting people off pharmaceuticals, but if you are a doctor that can do that, or if you're a patient that has done that successfully through taking charge of your own health, making your own healthcare decisions, then, you know, you fit into a very unique category. And it's a category that we need to grow significantly in America if we're going to change the trajectory of costs and the trajectory of burden on businesses, on families, on government. And so we believe that it's our moral authority, a moral obligation, I would say, as a group of practitioners and as a community of people that know that the reversal of chronic disease is possible, to be able to showcase that work in a way that will allow millions of Americans to take advantage of it. Because, you know, if you think our each individual body is represented by that tire that you were speaking about early with the quick fix, health insurance is also kind of like the tire that has a hole in it. Because, you know, health insurance, only 7% of Americans trust their health insurance company, right? And they're playing a pretty significant role in the economy. You know, 20% of GDP, 20% of all the money is going to health. You know, most people get their health through health insurance, either employer or through an insurance company, and yet only 7% of people trust the insurance system. So we've got this, like, leak in the tire of health insurance. And maybe we try and make it a little bit better. We cover different things. We force people to buy it, which was the ACA. You know, all different ways of shifting around with health insurance. But my fundamental belief is that health insurance as a model is broken. And the reason it's broken is because it doesn't incentivize people to do the things that need to be done to get healthy. And that's healthy behaviors need to be incentivized. When we've seen lots of examples that when you incentivize people to make healthier choices, they do. In every other industry, we have to use incentives to change behavior, but in healthcare we don't. And then the second thing is we have to have the right incentives for people to help each other, because there's not enough doctors, you know, necessary to go around. The most effective, you know, ways in which we see large-scale disease reversal is through community. There's plenty of examples in our industry of church groups or, you know, other organizations and community structures, employers like yourself, Dan, you know, examples of groups of people coming together to help each other and hold each other accountable to health. You know, that's the model that is going to change this. And so, you know, we believe that, you know, that there's so much to learn from those kind of communities, but there's also a lot that we can do to make this type of care available to everyone through their employer or through this new cooperative.
Right. And we'll talk about that probably after the break. But before the break, could you comment on, from your perspective, you interact with lots of different doctors. Are you seeing more and more doctors go this way? I know where I'm at in West Texas, I'm not really. I've had a few physicians come to our clinic as patients, and then they get exposed to this type of medicine, and of course, personally, their diseases improve or reverse. So then they want to do this, and some have tried, and some not so much. And usually, it's tough to make the leap from a business perspective for a doctor to go from whatever salary they're currently making in their current clinical setup to just jumping out and starting something totally different. Do you see doctors kind of hesitating, or have you seen more and more coming on board? What's your take on where physicians are at?
I mean, overall, I see more coming on board just because I think it's easier maybe, you know, now than it has been, but the speed of change is much slower than I would like and that probably you would like, and that also that is necessary. I mean, we're reaching a crisis point, and, you know, I think there's an urgency to do this that really drives me on. And I realized 2 years ago, Ben, that doctors switching, you know, doctors becoming their own boss, becoming an entrepreneur, switching their business to do this kind of medicine, and in a sort of a cash environment, you know, that was a necessary step but it's not sufficient to solve this problem. And that's part of the reason why I felt compelled to really, like, jump in and try and make it, you know, push the whole thing along faster, because ultimately I see that most doctors probably just want to have a job like everyone else, right, where you do your healthcare, and maybe they feel enlightened that they'd like to deliver this new kind of care, functional medicine, and help people get better, but most people don't want to have to, like, start a business in order to be able to do that, most doctors. And so we're setting up a system where we make it affordable for everyone, and the doctor plays a very specific role that the doctor is employed. And therefore we can, those doctors that feel the desire to do this, that, you know, that desire isn't big enough to, you know, to hang their own shingle doing it, that we might be able to come in and sort of grease the wheels and make it easier for more people to have access to this type of care for a much lower cost.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Well, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we will get into more specifics on this alternative to health insurance, or sick care insurance, as I like to call it, with James Maskell. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Welcome back into You're the Cure right here on AM 580 with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. Of course, you can catch up on programs there at Veritas Medical. We archive all the shows. And so welcome back into the program. Of course, along the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, you can certainly do so by texting in your question. We'll ask the question. I'll read it and get it on the air for you. But we do have a special guest today.
Yeah, we're talking with James Maskell from Functional Forum. James's passion is getting doctors assistance to transitioning their practice to functional medicine, which is addressing root causes of chronic disease. And he's also passionate about helping patients and the public too. So we are talking about kind of the business side of medicine today, and the disaster that our current U.S. healthcare system is, both medically and health insurance wise. So, James, I think we'll start off with you. Maybe just explain to the listeners, not everybody even understands or is aware of this other option of health share groups in general. In fact, I don't think I really knew about them until I was listening to you and your program through Functional Forum and learned about one in particular. So just share with the listeners, educate them on what are these health shares.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So, yeah, I arrived in America in 2005 as a 24-year-old, and I was working in healthcare, and I was just starting out on my career. And so I didn't have health insurance for a long time when I moved to America, and for about 8 years, you know, I had a lot of practitioners that I knew that would help me out if anything came up, but I was, I guess, taking a risk that I wouldn't be hit by a car or something like that, and I know millions of Americans take that same risk. But then in 2013, I had a child for the first time. I have a daughter. And I went looking for other alternatives to health insurance, mainly because I knew that myself and my family were not going to use the services that were included in a health insurance plan. Like, we knew that for the kind of pregnancy that my wife was going to have, it was actually a higher risk and a higher cost to have it in a hospital compared to a home birth. That's based on, you know, for a low-risk pregnancy, it's better not to be in the hospital. So, you know, it's just one example of something that would have been covered by health insurance. The home birth definitely would not have been covered. And so, you know, that we went looking for other alternatives. And that's when I started reading and found out about the Christian Health Cost-Sharing Ministry. These were established, you know, in the 80s, typically, and was started out as essentially large churches saying, you know, we don't need to have health insurance. We cover the cost of our health via the community. The community bears the cost and bears the risk. And I started in, most of them started in the 80s, and they became super popular in the last 10 years because they were given an exemption to the Affordable Care Act mandate. So in 2012, every American was forced to buy health insurance under tax penalty. If you didn't buy health insurance, you'd have to pay the tax penalty. So that, you know, that's the way that it's been for the last few years. And if you were a member of one of these church groups, you got an exemption for that tax penalty. And so they became very popular. So, you know, some of the more famous ones called MediShare, or there's Liberty Health Share, there's Samaritan Ministries. These are all, you know, health shares where you're essentially saying, I'm part of a community that shares its healthcare costs. We don't need an insurance company because we're big enough to have a big enough pool that we've got enough healthy people to share the costs of everyone's care. And that also we, you know, we live a healthy lifestyle because we're Christian. You know, we are taking care of our bodies. You know, we are eating healthy food, you know, those kind of things. So because of this exemption, it grew extremely quickly. So in 2010, 2011, there were 160,000 Americans that used it. By today, there's over a million.
Wow.
And that's because more than a million Americans have realized that they're prepaying the health insurance that they don't use under the system. And these cost shares are somewhere between a half to a third of the price of conventional insurance. They're very similar services, right? You have some access to health care. You know, you have some coverage in case of, not coverage is the wrong word, but you have, you know, if you were to be in an accident, your cost of your accident would be covered. You're getting similar kinds of services, but it's just the community is paying rather than the health insurance company is paying. And I've just been fascinated with that model because it really does shift your mindset as a person experiencing the care. You know, if you have insurance, one of the biggest things and one of the reasons why insurance is not trusted is because there's really bad incentives. You know, people are incentivized, you know, the insurance companies incentivized with its profit not to pay your claim. Right? That's just like the fundamentals of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no incentive for people to be healthier, really. It doesn't have the right structure, and then there's also no disincentive to fraud the system, either for a doctor or for a patient. You know, frauding the system is typical of all insurance. You know, they estimate that maybe even one quarter of all medical expenses are fraud. That's $800 billion with a B, right? That's a ridiculous amount of money, ridiculous. And, you know, that amount of money could provide healthcare for everyone in the country. And so, you know, coming back to your tire analogy, Dr. Edwards, you know, I'm interested in finding solutions that actually deal with the actual problem in front of us. And that's getting everyone healthy, keeping everyone healthy, and, you know, allowing people to experience great healthcare. I think that is totally possible. I think that America could lead the way in this, but we need a different system, and that's, you know, what we're looking to help to facilitate.
Yeah. Well, and I love your description of your wife's her health insurance was going to force her to be a more high-risk pregnancy and delivery. That was a great description, meaning that because she's just a normal standard no complications kind of delivery, these ladies that go to a hospital to give birth have a higher complication rate. They do worse. The outcomes are worse. This has been shown clearly in studies that low-risk mamas, if they have their baby at home, do a lot better. Babies do better. There's less complications. So that was a great way to put that. In my experience, just for the listener who wants a little more detail, in general, it seems like the health shares are mostly there for those catastrophic slash acute stuff. You know, your kid falls at the playground, breaks his arm. Obviously, car wrecks and big things like that, more unexpected things. But your chronic disease, you know, you're diagnosed with hypertension and you get put on a blood pressure pill and you're on that pill, you know, forever in the old way of thinking, or diabetes or any other chronic disease, you get put on these medicines and you're on them for life. Most health shares, in my experience, aren't going to cover chronic lifelong medications. They'll cover a short term, like you need an antibiotic for a week. They'll cover that. So they're not really designed to cover these lifelong chronic conditions. And that's good in our world, because these lifelong chronic conditions, number one, we didn't have near as many of them 100 years ago because our diet and lifestyle was so much better back then. And as functional medicine doctors know, most of these are reversible. So even though you have hypertension and diabetes, you can change your diet and lifestyle and then not need those medications, and therefore these health shares are no problem. I mean, they'll cover the things you need. So if you're going to stay in the sick care mindset and conventional medicine mindset of all I can do is throw a pharmaceutical at it, there's nothing I can do to help overcome this or reverse it or prevent it, then you have to stick in that expensive health insurance model and the healthcare model that's going to produce the worst outcomes. But there's this other option of deal with the root cause, reverse your chronic disease, not need the chronic medicine, and the health shares work really well then. So, James, talk a little bit about, you know, there were these Christian health share ministries you became aware of, then you made me aware of. My family's been using them, and very successfully. We've had a couple of broken arms. We've had a baby do an out-of-hospital birth with a midwife, and all that went real smooth and great and was covered. And, I mean, I have nothing but great things to say about my health share that I'm utilizing currently. But aren't you starting one on your or your a group and you starting one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, we feel like we have some special thoughts, which is that we have these doctors that can reverse these diseases, and we also have learned in the last year how to make that kind of care a lot more affordable for many, many more people through the use of health coaches. And maybe, maybe you want to share your experience there, Ben, but ultimately, that what we saw is that most doctors who are practicing like this are actually overqualified to, be helping people eat better, right? And mm-hmm. if you use other kinds of providers like health coaches to help on that side and then save the doctor for what he's best at, we can make this whole thing more affordable. So that's kind of been our special source is that we have this care. We thought, we wanted to make this cost-sharing model available to more people. A million is amazing, but, I grew up, I've lived in New York, I've lived in L.A., I've lived in, Georgia. There are different people, there's all different types of people out there. And so what we saw is that, that there's basically two ways that you could do this to have enough trust in a community that they would take care of each other. Certainly the Christian model has proved to work. People who are in the same church, people who believe in the same faith, trust each other enough to be able to go into one of these agreements and work as a community together to reduce their costs. And I think that's amazing. And it's such a powerful and needed tool. What we've seen is that there's one other way that you could create that trust, and it's through radical transparency. And, that's what I think is a model that could work even in, because I'm not just concerned about America, I'm concerned about every other country in the world that doesn't know how to deal with chronic disease. This is a problem not just for our children, but, the children and the friends that I grew up with in England and, in South Africa. I've lived in different continents around the world, and I care about people. And so, you know, so I think there's a lot to learn from the Christian ministry. Well, I think it's an incredible thing to say, but, you know, if this ends up proving to be the model that reduces fraud, the model that reduces, illness, the model that, increases the ability, the desire for people to want to help each other, that's a thing that we need right now. And I think that the Christian ministry is a very interesting model because it incentivizes groups of people to help each other. That's why I'm passionate about it. So, yeah, we're starting our own one. It's going to launch in January. It's going to be, you can start enrolling in open enrollment, which is 1st of November. So this summer you can just be telling your friends and getting excited about it. But ultimately, you know, it's going to be radically transparent. So imagine a system, Ben, where everyone in the community knows exactly how much money's in the community pool. Everyone knows exactly the claims, where the money's going, for the claims of the different people in the pool, for the administration of the pool, all completely transparent in a system where everyone will now feel like a custodian of the dollars in their community pool. And ultimately, you know, when disease does happen, when accidents happen, they will be dealt with just in the same way as the Christian ministry. But one thing that we will do is to, in order to make the pool work long term, two things have to happen. One, people have to get and stay healthy in the long term. And so that's when we're going to use our doctor network, our health coaches on the phone. Everyone in our cooperative will have a health coach available for them on the phone via text to help them with recipes for eating, how to sleep more healthier, how to relax, supporting them on doing exercise, meeting other people in their community that they can exercise with and cook with and connect with. All of the healthy behaviors that we've seen that can transform people's lives are going to be built into the fabric of the cooperative. And in that way, we believe that, that what we'll start to see is that. And then one other piece I want to say on transparency, Ben, is that in our system, whatever money is left at the end of the year will be redistributed to its members. That's another key piece. Like, I've used the health share for 5 years. I love it. I've never had any issues. I save a lot of money over what I would have had to spend for insurance. But, I don't really know where the money's going. And, it's kind of just an exercise in trust. I think that if we want to create trust at the kind of scale that we need to in order to be able to have this be a solution, it needs to be totally transparent. So in our system, everyone knows how much money's in the pool at any time, and at the end of the year, it gets redistributed to the members if it's not used for claims. And that, I think, is something that just, it has honesty, it has transparency in the core of it. And I feel like those are the kinds of systems that in the future, will be able to, to really stand the test of time.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So January it launches, November is enrollment. Is there a website people can go to if they want to learn more about it?
Yeah, so if you go to New Health Now, so the company's called New with a K, K-N-E-W. newhealthnow.com. If you go there right now, you can do two things. One, you can, if you put in your email, you can download a book that I wrote called 10 Ways to Save Money on Healthcare. One of the biggest things that I've seen, Ben, is that most people who are, have a high deductible health plan, they don't really know all the ways in which they're overspending in the current system, overpaying for labs, overpaying, in the state of Texas, for instance, where I guess most of your listeners are, did you know you don't have to get your lab work through the doctor? You can go to the lab directly and you can save 90% on your lab costs. Those kinds of things are available to anyone It's just that most people don't know about it. So we've made a book, which is the 10 best ways to save money on healthcare. And there's tips in there. It's free, and it'll help you, whatever insurance plan you're on, employer, self, uninsured, whatever kind of, whatever way you're dealing with your healthcare now, you can see that. So that's free. If you like the idea of the community cost sharing, and if you like the idea of our completely transparent cost sharing cooperative that has health coaching built into the model, you can put money down there, kind of like we're doing like a Kickstarter. You can pay us $100, $99, and you can say, when this launches, I'm in. And there's a ton of different free gifts that we'll give you that are worth maybe $400 or $500 when you sign up, including we're coming to Dallas, Texas on the tour later this year in October. It's the closest we're going to get to Lubbock. But I'm putting my family on a bus later this year, and we're going city to city across the country to popularize this concept, and we'll be in Dallas on the 15th of October. So if you want to bring a bus then from Lubbock and fill it up with people who are passionate about health transformation, come down to Dallas. We'd love to see you, meet you in person. And by that point, we'll only be 2 weeks away from open enrollment.
Awesome. Well, that is super exciting. I'm going blank. I had a question. Oh, corporate. Have you thought about, or is there a way to do, you know, so many people get insurance through their employer. Do you foresee, or is there a way where employers can utilize these health shares?
Not so much the health share, although, you know, watch this space on that, but there is a way that employers can take advantage of functional medicine. I mean, you are an example of one way that's happening right now, Ben. But we just partnered with an actual health insurance company for employers called Benecomp, and we've created a new product called Incenticare. Incenticare, it's like incentivized, but Incenticare. If you just Google that, you'll come up with it. But yeah, if you're the kind of person that listens to this show and you care about your health and you wish that your employer cared about their health, about your health too, then check out Incenticare. That is a product that any employer can sign up for and will save them considerable amounts of money because the incentive structure is the same. Now, because essentially, Ben, you know, this health share is actually just, in a certain way, mimicking the self-funded employer in a certain way. You know,
yeah.
Once an employer gets past 300 people, you know, they're kind of responsible for their health costs too, and they have a similar incentive structure. So yeah, we have a product for employers. So, you know, whichever way you get your health care, we're here. And if you're the kind of person that takes care of their own health and is healthy, you are over-insured in the current system, and we want to help you to find something more cost-effective.
Yeah, cool. Well, and just a quick practical example for the listeners. I was buying my own insurance for a long time, even though I was an employed physician through a local company that employed physicians. Their insurance was just too high for the amount they were taking on my check every month was too high, so I declined it, and we bought our own through Unicare at the time, and then they got taken over by Blue Cross Blue Shield. So, you know, 12, 13 years ago, it started out $200 a month maybe, and it was high deductible, so like $6,000 deductible. But every year that monthly grew, that premium grew to $300, then $400, $500. Back in, I think, 2015 maybe, Blue Cross sent a letter saying you're going to go from $650 a month to $750 a month for me and my wife and the kids, and still the high deductible, $6,000 deductible. And I know people pay a lot more than that monthly, so it was okay, but, you know, $650, and I'm never using this, ever, and it was going to go to every month, and that's when I learned about these health shares, and I switched to a health share, and it's roughly $450 a month, and it's not a deductible, but it's similar to deductible. They call it the non-shared portion. The part that I'd be responsible to pay was $1,500, I believe it is. instead of 6,000. So just to give some practical examples for the listeners, a family of six kiddos and husband and wife, $450 a month, and then the part I'm responsible to pay if we ever need a doctor's $1,500, and then the health share kicks in. So that's roughly, I think a lot of these health shares are in that same ballpark. You know, in couples would be probably half that, individuals a little less than that. So that gives you some idea, but definitely more affordable, I would say, for everybody. So definitely something to look into. New Health Now, that's new with a K, newhealthnow.com, you said, James?
Yeah, that's the place. You know, the best thing is to just go in there and put your email in. And then, you know, as later in the year, as probably in about June, we're going to release our plan design, which will be very similar to what you just spoke about. I think you and I are in the same health sharing cooperative, just by what you said with the numbers and how it all works there. So, you know, that's kind of where we're going to baseline it. But as I said, you know, we will have the plan design will come out in June, and then everyone in this call will be getting their letters sometime in October that'll tell them how much their health insurance is going up next year, and it'll be significantly more because the ACA is now unfunded by the federal government. And so, you know, just remember us then and come to, you know, come and see us. And, you know, on open enrollment, you know, we need to get 10,000 people in order to have a resilient enough pool to be able to take care of each other properly. And so that could be just one big church, or it could be, you know, different kinds of groups. You know, there's all kinds of different people in this country that are healthy and take care of their health, either because they've been forced to by, you know, a member of their family getting sick, or maybe they just, you know, choose it because the way, you know, we want to reward those people, and we want to showcase the value of this healthcare to, you know, to the masses. So, you know, yeah, join us, download the guide, become a founding member. We'd love to have you.
Okay, well, that's great. I just want to one last little plug here. Longevity Plan is a book I've talked about all the time on the air. Is published in November, I believe, and it was a cardiologist who was in New York at the time, but he went to China to this little village where these they have the highest per capita centurions. These folks live to be 105, 110, 115, and they're not decrepit. That he interviewed a 110-year-old gentleman, said he was in the prime of his life, and he was out in the rice fields working still. And what Dr. Day did was obviously look at their diet and lifestyle. What are y'all doing to live this long and healthily, not just living long in a nursing home? But he took it a step further, and he drew their blood, and he looked for all the genetic markers that predispose you to Alzheimer's and heart attack and cancer and all this stuff. And they had the genetic markers, but they didn't have the disease. And the point being, I think it's clear now, if it may not be clear to all the listeners, but it's clear in functional medicine realms that genetics are definitely secondary. The epigenetics, which is your diet and lifestyle, there's certain things you do that'll turn those bad genes on, and other things you do that could keep them turned off. So it's the diet and lifestyle that you're in control in as the patient, as a listener here, that doctors can't force you to change. You have to change. These health coaches can help you, encourage you, and show you the way. But then you keep those bad genes turned off, you stay healthy, you live a full life, and you just die in your sleep someday. That's how it should be. And you don't want to be forced to pay high dollar in a health insurance model that's totally falling apart and it's so expensive. So functional medicine's the way to go to steward your health. These health shares are definitely the way to go to steward your money and your finances. And when you can build a community of like-minded folks like what James is doing, it just really starts to work beautifully together. So thank you, James, for all you're doing, for your hard work the last 5 years. Tell your wife and daughter thanks for sharing you this morning. Hope you can still hit breakfast with them. But we'll maybe see you in October in Dallas.
I'd love that.
All right. Have a great day, James.
You've been listening to Year of the Cure right here on AM 580, of course, brought to you by Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. Dr. Ben Edwards, M.D.